Hey, I'm Rita.
And I'm Lee.
And welcome to the Me For Her podcast.
We are two gay girls living polar opposite lives on different sides of the country, here to talk shit and share with you our experiences between 20 and 30. Hello and welcome back to the Me For Her podcast, episode 21. Wait, 21? 22.
Get that right. 22?
I've just
one of those. We'll go with it.
Really enjoyed listening back to the what the IVF girls in the last week's episode. It was a lot of banter and a lot of laughs. I actually didn't realize. Today we had so much good feedback
on that too.
Yeah. I think they were very insightful, and I'm so glad that they were able to make it before baby comes. A little bit of a miscellaneous episode for you today. We're just going to do a bit of a life catch up, and then we're going to dive into the topic just short and quick about scripting and manifesting, because we've actually had a lot of interest on this topic because Rita and I have mentioned that we both do it and we both believe in it and we think it's very, very, very powerful. So, yeah, just a bit of a life update from Rita and I, because we both live very different lives. And then we'll dive into that. So anyway, Reets, how are you? How are you going? Bit of a meltdown week this week for both of us, actually, hasn't it been?
Literally. Well, I mean, I thought we were going to get so many angry lesbians complaining that we didn't release an episode on Thursday morning. And that is part of the reason why I had my meltdown, because we couldn't get an episode recorded before Thursday. And I was just so fixated on the idea that we had to, so much so that I stressed myself out from work and loan and other related things, but also this, that I got a cold sore the next morning. Like, what the fuck? So, look, I'm sorry. I was grumpy and I yelled at you, Lee, but you're fucking pregnant. You're dealing with a toddler. You're on your own this week and I love you. And I don't give a fuck if we miss a fucking episode in the future, because shit happens and life is more important.
I did know that there must have been something else going on, because, yeah, it was quite out of character for you. But, yeah, look, it's just...
Were you like, shut the fuck up? It doesn't fucking matter.
No, I was
that we don't
like,
get an episode out.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I have said to you in the past, look, I wouldn't stress about it, because we do live such different lives and we've got a time gap also between us of 3 hours. And you have said, no. Yeah. You have said, no, we need to get an episode out every week. And I was sort of like, no, we don't.
It's so weird that I fixated on it. And literally, like, when I said to you, I'm going to bed, like, I just need to sleep and whatever. I woke up the next morning and I was like, you're a fucking dickhead. Like, it doesn't even matter, seriously. So I apologize.
I knew you would. But the reason we couldn't is because my wife has been working away a lot up until basically on and off, just overnighters every, like, you know, couple of nights here and there. And it obviously creates a bit of a disturbance when trying to record with a toddler, because that just won't happen. and, yeah, so it's a bit of a juggling act for old Reedy and I at the moment. It's definitely very different from when she was in lockdown, I tell you that much, because we could record whenever.
Oh, my God, amen. Now I have a life again. And actually it's Jared's fault. We can tell everyone now that it's next week on the pod, or in the coming weeks, we have Jared Keisha to talk about all things fatherhood, being a male ally to the LGBTQI community. And he fucked up the recording a little bit, and we love you, Jared, and we're going to reschedule, but it's your fault.
Yeah. Let's blame him.
Let's blame him. Not my hormones.
Not your mood. Yeah.
Didn't Oki call you an elephant this week? Why don't you tell everyone that story?
He did last night. So his cousin went home. We have his cousin over every Wednesday, which is just a lot of fun but very tiring, as you can imagine, because they're 1 year apart and they're crazy together. Love it. But she went home. And he was so tired from out the, like, we had such a hectic day and his nap was tiny, and he just had a meltdown to end all meltdowns. Like, he sent me into a bit of a meltdown because he was having such a big meltdown, and I could not combat it. I just could not, nothing. And he was like shaking and his veins were coming out of his neck and he was like, couldn't breathe. And I,
oh my God, Oki.
Tay was away and I'm like in discomfort because that's the worst part of the day for me, and like my pregnancy discomfort. And I was just like, I can't fucking do this, bro. Like,
yeah.
I just was like, this is not. This is, I'm not functioning. This is, and he just kept going and I couldn't. Normally,
oh my God,
I can.
You're like a month away, actually. Right?
Cool.
You're like a month away from being
cheap. And I can.
Fuck.
I've got 5 weeks. Yeah. So that was not ideal. And then, anyway, we calmed down. We both calmed down. And we started talking about animals and he started talking about chickens. And I said, are you a chicken, Oki? He said, no, mummy. Oki, a tiger. Mummy, Tay, a tiger. Nana, a monkey. Mummy, an elephant. I was like, how? I understand Tay's playing her role, like by working, but how the fuck am I here? I'm large, very pregnant. I'm in pain and I'm having a meltdown. My toddler's having a meltdown and now I get called a fucking elephant.
Your best friend, your pod host, co-host is having a meltdown. What the fuck?
Yes. It is a meltdown week. And to be honest, we're not the only ones, Reets. It's been a week for it, I've heard.
Yeah.
And so I just, in all honesty, he thought it was hilarious. So I was just like, at least you're not crying. To be honest, he's not far off, to be fair, at the moment. Yep. I definitely feel like it. So, yeah, I am 5 weeks away from my due date. So that, I mean, 5% of babies come on their due date. So who knows? Could be later, could be earlier. But, yeah. Getting very close and feeling it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you look huge, babe.
I am huge. I am. Every time I see someone, they're like, you must be, like, ready to go. And I'm like, no. And
no.
This is when I was, like, 33 weeks. And I was like, ah, no. I've got 7 weeks to go.
Hey, I have news from Malta, by the way.
Oh, okay. Update me on our Malta fans.
Maltese, babe. Our biggest fan from Malta, who apparently just spread us to all of her friends, Gatmart on Instagram, or Martha, who I just found out is her name, she's starting her own Maltese podcast that we inspired. So shout out
amazing.
To you guys, Malta. That's epic. Yeah.
Do they?
Very excited about
dumb that. Question. But
do they speak English? Obviously, like they're listening to our podcast.
No, I understand they can understand us, but is it like their first form of language?
It's their dual first language. So Maltese, which actually sounds like a little bit Arabic, and English, a lot of people speak over there. So they're both dual first languages. As you know, my brother lives there, so I've been there a couple times.
Yeah, that's really cool.
So it's actually awesome because – like, everyone understands you and you can talk English to everyone at, like, shops and cafes and shit. When you're ordering, like, can I have one pastitsi? They're like, yeah, bro.
Cool.
Have you never had a pastitsi? Right. Not understand that reference?
No understanding of that.
Wow. Wow, you're missing out, bro.
We haven't mentioned this person in a long time, though, but Kylie Nicolacci posted for her girlfriend, love her.
Ashy
posted. Done. Is that that's her girlfriend? Okay, so she posted for her girlfriend's birthday the other day, right? And said something about how if she never hit herself in the face with, I can't remember what the tool was, they wouldn't have never met. So, am I correct in saying that Kylie's injured herself and had to go to hospital, and Ash has been the nurse assisting her, and now they're together?
Oh, my God. No, I don't know. I swear I asked this story at the last Sundaylicious.
Infamous Sundaylicious.
That got cancelled on Valentine's Day when we had to go into snap lockdown, so I missed my redemption. Anyways. No, I feel like they met ages ago. Maybe that's like the second part of the story, but they sort of met and didn't connect, and I feel like I'm butchering the story, so I'm just going to stop. I don't know. Maybe we'll get them on. We'll get their love story on.
Well, because I just think that is such a great story, such a stereotypical story. Kylie has gone into the hospital. If this is correct, yep. She's gay. She's seen a nurse that she thinks is hot, and yep. She's probably just played on her injury and made
put on her Arnett's. Put on her Arnett's and her belt buckle.
And a singlet and a tie and
she's
top hat.
She's got a shaver out, quickly does it under the cover.
She's got her custom shoes on and she's made her injury seem worse than what it was to get the nurses. And, like, what a story. Honestly, we need to ask Kylie because I just thought that is such – and from what I remember about Kylie, it's such a Kylie story. So anyone who doesn't know her
well, interestingly
like,
oh, enough,
what are you talking about?
Interestingly enough, I hit up Kylie's girlfriend, Ashy, this week to see if she knew my most recent Tinder match and, like, to give me the 411 on her. So
– and does she know it?
She did. Small town things. So she's from a city that's not Melbourne, but it's in Victoria. I won't say the name. And she knew her and she gave me, like, the 411 and even sent me a photo. Yeah, lesbian. It was great.
Also, update on the Sunday Alicia story. Have you heard from either of those girls? The girlfriend or the
zilch.
Okay. No.
And
unfollowed?
I'm not mad about it. It's neither of them are unfollowed or whatever.
No, but have they unfollowed you?
No, not that I know of. Yeah, not that I'm checking, I mean, but I haven't heard from either of them. And I'd like to think I could go and have a drink with them at the next Sundaylicious and that there will be no conflict because I'm fully supportive of their relationship and that would be a nice way to round out the story. However, I must say that said Tinder match, current one, oh, God, how do I put this? So we got talking, found out hobbies, as you do, whatever, and she said, oh, so, you know, do you have any hobbies other than other than footy and, like, gym? And I said, oh, actually, like, I do one other thing, but I'm not going to tell you what that is because you can sort of find out a little bit about me and, like, I'd rather us just do that over dinner type thing. And she said, she's like, I've actually got a confession to make. I listened to your podcast. I only jerried that it was you literally last night when I told her that I bought land in Torquay and she put two and two together. So I went back to her and said, that's pretty funny, totally fine, but given that you've listened to my last episode, I need to ask you this question. Are you fucking single?
I think that's a very – justified question. And also, just let next time someone asks you, just be like, well, firstly, footy and the gym, and then you work full time. And you have, like, if someone asked me about my hobbies right now, I have none. So, like, they'd be very disappointed. I feel like two hobbies is, like, a lot for an adult. Who has time for more than that?
It is, but maybe she was like,
she
trying
was trying
to, like, get me
maybe
to bring
she was
it up.
Trying,
you know what I mean?
She was trying to get you to say, yes. I have a podcast with my best friend and we just talk shit about these dates that I go on. So are you still keen?
Well, funnily enough.
She wanted you to tell her that you talked shit
she did.
About these people on our podcast.
No, she felt bad that she knew and she jerried and she didn't want it to sound like she, like, was keeping it up her sleeve. So whatever. We're past that, which is quite funny.
There must be a lot of lesbian readers in Victoria then.
I swear there's only one other one and she's like Lebo or
something. I'm not surprised.
Rita, the Lebo, if you're listening, DM us. We'll give you a prize, okay? Because they're, I mean, you're a runner-up. What can I say? You're a runner-up, Reese. Yeah. But anyways, I do have a Zoom date next week.
Why? When are you not allowed to see people in Melbourne?
They're going away. I'm not going to give away too much, but they're going away. Still early days. Who knows? But, yeah. Wish me luck. Oh. And sadly enough, it's not the first Zoom date that I've had. So we'll see.
What do you
oh, my
do
God. Oh, my God. Have I told you about my blind date?
Yes. Yeah. Just didn't connect. Yeah. That's fine. At least she was single, I hope. I'm assuming. You were single, I hope.
I was definitely single. Yeah, my friend Libba from footy set us up. She was super lovely. She was cute, but I just didn't feel a connection. And we discussed this offline, but I felt that it was only fair to just say let's be friends and not give it another chance, whereas my mum has been on my fucking back after watching Married at First Sight and being like, really? Like, after one go, you're not going to give this girl, like, another chance? Like, I think she was hoping that I was going to come home and be like, I met my dream girl and blah, blah, blah.
I'm sorry, but these people on Married at First Sight that do keep giving it a shot and shot after shot after shot shouldn't, because look how toxic they get. And then none of them stay together. I mean, Martha and Michael, and there's a few others that have stayed together. But, like, Maths is really not an inspiration. But also, it's a bit, you know what, I feel sorry for you being in the dating world, because I can sit here and talk, like, shit about Taylor. She's my wife. She doesn't care.
You can't talk shit about Taylor.
No, but, like, not shit. Like, not, you know what I mean. Like, I can lay some shit on her.
Yeah, okay.
And she doesn't care, whereas, like, these people that you're dating could hear it and be, like, really offended. Whereas I don't. Like, yeah, that's
tough. I hope not. I've just said really nice things about all of them.
Oh, no, I know, but, like, it's just a bit weird when the person, like, you're potentially going to go on a date with is talking about you on a podcast.
You're really not, like, encouraging me to continue to talk about my dating life.
No, but, like,
this poor girl.
I was going on a date with someone and then I heard the situation on a podcast. I'd be like, wow, this is 2021. But well, don't stop.
Fair with you, it's content. Fair, well, to be fair, I am I am treading carefully with this one for that reason. Fair? Hence why I didn't name the city or whatever.
Tell us this girl's like age, her hobbies. Tell us a little bit about her, obviously, without giving too much away.
That's giving too much away.
Her age and hobbies.
Okay, she's really into the gym. She's got a dog, token lesbian, right? She's 29 turning
away.
She's 29 turning 30, and we're gonna have a Zoom date on the night before, on her last night of her 20s. There you go. Are you happy with that?
Oh wow. Very cute.
I'll show you a photo because no one can see it. I'll show you a photo. Oh, that's me. That's weird.
I mean, although
I was about to show you a photo of me.
You and your ex-girlfriend did look very similar. Your camera is very blurred, so I can't really see her. Send it to my phone.
Oh, okay.
I still can't see her. You're
just
blurred.
Ruined the element of surprise, and I was meant to not edit this episode. We're ruining it for everyone. Okay, speaking of, you know, your sister talks about kinks in people's hoses. Editing is a kink in my hose now that I'm not in lockdown and that, like, I have a life. So, guys, public service announcement, I'm going to try and, like, publish an episode without editing for fucking, you know, every little space or, like, thing that Lee and I does. Lee tends to play with a pen that sounds like this. So I'm not going to edit that anymore. I'm just not going to do it, okay? So love us as we are or don't love us at all.
Yeah, it's like, you know, when people face-tune their photos and then they just, you know, stop. You still have to
like
the photo.
We are not perfect, okay? I sent you the photo. And not that you should judge on what she looks like. I'm just – maybe just tell me if you think that she's, like, I don't know, we're compatible, because she thought that Lee thinks that me and my ex look identical, which I disagree with, totally disagree with. You're nodding your head.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how to say you're compatible with someone just by looking at their photo, but look, she looks like she likes the outdoors, so cool.
Yes. Yeah, so
and
do
I'm
I.
saying that because she's outside in the photo.
She's got a pillow that says I love the outdoors.
Yeah. I hope so.
Okay, so since we have both mentioned in the past that we script, quite a few of our listeners have DM'd us DM'd us, not DM'd. I'm not going to edit that out. Deal with it. asking like what the fuck that means, because essentially if you're not into manifesting and the law of attraction, you're going to have no idea. So we're going to walk you through it essentially. But let's start, Lee. Why don't you tell everyone with like sort of how you and I both got into personal development when I lived in Perth and like how that has served us to date?
Well, you and I think when we first met, I think if someone had mentioned like
scripting,
yes. Well, I think you being the personality that you are, you have always been fairly open-minded. But mm-hmm. I think if someone had said to me like eight years, 10 years ago, or even, yeah, I would have been like, how could writing something down or like just talking about it make it like sort of manifest happen. And create mm-hmm. that? Because it's such a funny concept if you're new to it, and I completely understand that and appreciate that, because I think I would have been the same. Given the environment that we were in and the people we were surrounding ourselves with, it just sort of started to make sense, and we started to hear more and more from a lot of very successful people, not just, you know, not just to say wealthy people, just people that had achieved what they wanted to and were living a life that they wanted to, talking about this manifesting and scripting. And I think that's just when the penny dropped. I think when someone you trust and you respect, not even trust, but respect, and can see has maybe done things you'd like to do, or just done things that are quite like impressive, then you go, okay, well, like obviously something they've done's worked. And so then my sister actually would speak heavily about it and do a lot around scripting and manifesting and like just sort of like it's the whole asking the universe and, you know. And then she wrote about it in one of her books and, yeah, that sort of.
Give it a plug because it's a really good book, Earth is Hiring by Peter Kelly.
Yeah, it's Earth is Hiring by Peter Kelly, and it is an amazing book, and it was – she's actually got a few amazing books out. But I first really did it like with a lot of intention when I wanted to fall pregnant with Oak, and this wasn't like we had tried and it didn't work and then I started. I started like a year
before.
Yeah. Like I did a lot of things before we fell pregnant with Oak, just knowing that in the next couple of years we were going to try. And manifesting and scripting was one of them. And look, people can have their opinions about whether it works or not. But if you believe in something, why not? Why not have that belief? And so I just would journal, and I got really, really like I wrote about it as if it was happening. I wrote about being pregnant. I wrote about my pregnancy. And this was like a year, like I said, before we even tried. And because I knew it was going to happen in the next couple of years. And I would literally write as if I was pregnant and how I felt and where, like, I referred to my pregnancy as he, and not because I wanted a boy. It's how it felt. And that doesn't mean that when I fell pregnant, I knew I was having a boy. Honestly, I didn't know until we found out. Mm-hmm. It's just what I wrote. I just wrote he, and in all my journals, it refers to he. And then as it got closer to like us starting the process, I wrote the month that we were going to fall pregnant, which was our first attempt. And it happened. And again, some people could be sitting there going, oh, like, you know,
it's all going to happen every way. Yeah.
It had nothing to do with scripting. I scripted very intentionally about the pregnancy I was going to have. And like, mm-hmm. you know, I love, mm-hmm. I love pregnancy. Mm-hmm. Obviously getting to the pointy end, you're a bit uncomfortable, but I still love pregnancy and I miss it when I see other people pregnant and I'm not.
Babe, you're pregnant. Babe. Just a memory, you're pregnant right now.
Thank you. This not enough of a reminder sticking out of my stomach. But I was very intentional. I scripted exactly how I felt and blah, blah, blah. And what makes me even more confident is that I didn't really script too much about the birth, like the labor. Mm-hmm. And I wrote that labor. he would come out healthy and happy and he'd be fine. And he did.
Oh, fuck.
But it's not about that. The labor. No, he did. Yeah, exactly. And he was completely fine and healthy and everything was great. He was a big just under 10-pounder, which was a good time. But I did not in I did not get intentional about my birth the way that I wish I had, maybe. I just really wanted to know that and care. All I cared about was him being healthy. And still to this day, that's still the most important mm-hmm. and most crucial part of my birth.
Of course.
But this
I'm gonna stop you there. I'm going to stop you there because I just want to walk people through this because it is a lot to grasp your head around if you're fucking new to the law of attraction and you don't get it. But I guess it's sort of tapping into like quantum physics territory, and it's like what you think becomes and or actually turns into reality, and your brain actually doesn't know the difference. This is why a lot of athletes do stuff like visualization, because it's so powerful, and your brain doesn't actually know the difference between what is in real life and what you're imagining, if that makes sense. So when Lee's scripting, talking about her dream pregnancy in present tense, her brain doesn't actually know that it's not actually there yet. So it's really powerful stuff. And if you want to get into it, if you're brand new, I highly recommend watching The Secret documentary, which sort of gives you a well-rounded, I guess, what the hell it is and how it works by all of these well-known people in the field. Or Google like Esther Hicks. She's all about manifestation. Who's the other one? Mike Dooley, Notes from the Universe. If you haven't already signed up to Notes of the Universe, I froth that shit. It's a note from the universe that's sort of like law of attraction-y and manifest-y. I don't know. I just rate it. See how you go. But, yeah.
No, but that's exactly what it is. It's about continue. Writing and that you're totally right. I could get my journal out now from when I was pregnant with Oak, and I in 2006, end of 2016, so I fell pregnant to end of like October of 2017,
mm-hmm.
I was writing as if I was pregnant.
Yep.
And while you're writing it, it genuinely makes you feel like you're pregnant, and you start to feel like you're pregnant. And I think that's maybe why also,
mm-hmm.
and again, personal opinion, personal experience, this is my journey. In the year leading up to Oak being born, I very, very easily cut out alcohol, cut out caffeine. And I'm not saying that you have to do those things in order to fall pregnant. I wanted to. And yep. maybe it's because I started to feel like I was already pregnant, mm-hmm. or that my body wanted to be treated like it was already pregnant, because, you know, Rita, I didn't have an issue with alcohol, but if I wanted to have a good time, like I had a good time, and I definitely sometimes took it a little bit too far. I was not like a weekday drinker. Again, nothing wrong with that. But on weekends, if I was to have a drink, I would. And then literally when all this started and we started to realize that we wanted to try, it was one of the easiest things I've ever done, was just to say no to alcohol.
Yeah.
And I don't know, none. And I couldn't, like, I had none. And, you know, you could have put any alcohol. It helps that I'm not a wine drinker. I don't love the taste of a lot of alcohol. So I was really just doing it to have a good time. But even in social settings, or, you know, it didn't matter where we were or where we went, what holidays we were on, I had no issue with saying no to alcohol. And I genuinely think it did help. And I just wrote every day, or not every day, but most days, about how I felt pregnant and how easy the process was, and how great pregnancy is, and how grateful I am to be pregnant. And so when it happened, and when we fell pregnant the first time, and I was a little bit naive to realize, to not like, to the knowledge of how hard some women had it and how hard it was for some women to fall pregnant. Obviously, I knew that, you know, not everyone fell pregnant quickly, but I didn't really realize how hard some women had it to fall pregnant.
Yeah.
And so when I did fall pregnant the first time, I was like, yeah, like, of course I did.
Mm-hmm.
And that wasn't me being arrogant. Like, I just saw no reason.
You did the work. Not it's not easy to get up every day and write out your script. Like, it's a habit and you have to build it. But obviously we believe in the power of it.
But absolutely. And then when I did find out I was pregnant, like, I just wasn't shocked. And I don't know if it's because, again, I didn't realize, like, how low, like, fertility rates had dropped or whatever, but I also, maybe I was just like, of course I am. Like, I knew this was going to happen. I planned this almost. Like, mm-hmm. And then, yeah, and then when we wanted to start again, I've always journaled and I've always manifested, but I guess it's not until Tay and I made the decision to want another one did I start again.
Scripting again religiously. Yep.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And again, like I scripted and I scripted about this baby. And it's funny because this
labor this time.
my journal is full of how great my home birth's gonna be, babe.
Yeah, I thought so. Yeah.
And this one it wasn't he or she. Like it was just baby, 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 baby. Anyway, I was still scripting and journaling about like just life. And then I fell pregnant and then obviously we had that early loss. So that was a knock to everything that like I had been working on. But then it was not long after that we fell pregnant with this baby. And again, people could say, oh, it's good fertility, it's good, it's this, it's this, it's this, mm-hmm. but it depends on what you want to believe in. And in all honesty, I knew there was no question about whether we were going to have a second kid. I mean, after that loss, obviously, like being a hormonal female, I was sort of like disappointed in myself in a way. Like, am I going to fall pregnant again? But there was never any doubt that, because I just was like, Tay and I, and this may, some women may go, oh, it's nice to know that if you want something, you just get it. Tay and I wanted to have a second. So to me, we were mm-hmm. going to have a second.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
no,
I definitely have in this time of pregnancy manifested a lot about the birth. And it's not just children. Like I manifest about like everything in our life, like, and I just journal about it. And I've actually got three journals. Let me tell you, I've got one where I just journal about life.
Mm-hmm.
Then I've got a manifesting journal. And then I've got a journal where I write like one or two page letters, like once a week, or sometimes it's once a month. Sometimes
mine are pretty sporadic. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. And they're letters to Oak. So,
oh, wow. I don't write letters to Oak, just to be clear.
Why?
And that's awesome. If anyone's listening and he's like, that's great, but I don't really want to get pregnant soon, like from my side of things and scripting, like I'll be the first to admit that I've fallen out of the habit and it's going to take some work to get back into it. But another thing that I want to speak about that goes hand in hand with scripting is operating from a space and an energy of gratitude, because the law of attraction cannot work unless you are already grateful and thankful for the things that are already in your life. So they sort of go hand in hand. So if you're starting this whole thing from scratch, I would highly recommend just writing three things a day that you are grateful for to remind yourself of that and to get yourself in an energy of being grateful for the blessings in your life. And then when you are in that state, then you can attract the things that you desire, that you would like to attract into your life. And because your energy is higher and you're not complaining about fucking everything like I was this week, then you can start to attract things. But for me, from a single person's point of view, when I was into scripting and stuff, I was attracting the it's not even, I don't want to even, how do I put this? I was single and attracting love. I'm not thinking about that right now, but a couple years ago I was. And you can't be specific necessarily in certain situations. I was attracting the feeling of being loved and loving someone. It wasn't like describing the color of my dream girl's hair. Some people might do that. I didn't. It was just like, I am so happy and grateful now that I wake up with my dream girl behind my side. Like, I feel amazing. We wake up, we get a coffee, blah, 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 blah. Like, it doesn't have to be super specific. Just get creative. This is your opportunity to get creative and use your imagination, and maybe it's a Vespa. Like for me, I was scripting about buying a Vespa and eventually I did and stuff like that. So it doesn't just have to be about birth, although to Lee's point, it's fucking a fantastic idea for birth and pregnancy, right?
Absolutely. And It can be anything, and it's just whatever comes to your mind. Manifesting is so different for everyone. You could manifest like me and be and write as if you are in that position or you've got what you've got. But for other people, it might look different. However mm-hmm. it comes to your mind, however you want to invite things into your life. But I think also like people are scared to ask for materialistic things or manifest materialistic things. Or
I was that guy.
And it's like you don't have to be. If you want to manifest more money into your life or a better job that gives you more money or a Vespa or a car mm-hmm. or a house, fucking do it.
Do it.
Because literally. If that's what you want, there's nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with that. Nothing.
Like, absolutely. And I think that, you know, everyone wants things in life. You can be mm-hmm. grateful for what you've got, like you said, and still want things in your life. Like, you know, you've just bought house and land. I live in a house that we own. And, mm-hmm. you know, I have the car that I want. And there's things, and I'm not saying that they're the things that I wake up and I'm like, oh, thank fucking God I've got them. Like, obviously they're not. But I think everyone has things that they want in life that can be provided by money. So why not ask for more money?
Well, absolutely. I mean, what is money really? And we could do a whole nother episode on your relationship with money and your subconscious like relationship with money. So if that interests you, DM us. But I will just say on this note, again, I'm not even going to go into it because it's a separate episode, but I just bought house and land and then I also just bought a car, but I didn't really have the money for the car. This is the thing. My mum actually just made me realize that I manifested the money to buy my car. So a friend of mine was selling a car that was everything that I wanted. When I was scripting previously, I was like, I want a new SUV with a sunroof with leather seats in my driveway. That's what I was waking up and going into, like into a job that I love, which I now have. That was what I was scripting. I now have an SUV with a sunroof with leather seats. Like, I wasn't specific about how I was going to get it or what it was. And then literally I didn't have the money because my money was sort of tied up in my house and land, but I manifested a way to get money and almost the exact amount came to me. And you know what I'm talking about. I won't go into it, but it's like, it's fucking crazy. So the jury's out, but we believe in it.
Absolutely. And I think that, like you said, we're not going to dive into this topic, but
no,
money doesn't bring you happiness, but it can create choice and it can create an easier, I don't want to say an easier life because some people think life is easier without money. But if you're someone who,
it's all about choice.
It gives you choice. It absolutely mm-hmm. gives you choice. And for me, the most important thing that I want to have money for is like things like health, like Cairo for my son and Taylor and I, and which is not cheap, let me tell you. and buying like food that we want to feed him that is not cheap.
Mm-hmm.
And so for me, having money looks different to other people having money, but it doesn't mean that I'm, you know, this person's greedy because they want to buy a car or, you know, this person's greedy because they want to buy. If that's what you want and just accept it. And I think a lot of people have a hard time in saying, you know, like, I want to buy this car or have this house. It's like, well, that's, you know, if that's what you want, you're allowed to have that.
100%. And I will just add this, and this is probably the trickiest part to it all, is that I was driving a bomb, like my sister's bomb red Ferrari that's fucking from 1997. But I was so grateful that she was lending it to me because occasionally when it's not great weather to ride my Vespa, it's really convenient to have a car. So I was scripting that I was like so happy and grateful to have my sister's car, but also trying to attract my new SUV. Didn't know how it was going to happen, whatever. So and Lee was scripting for a perfect pregnancy to conceive and be fertile and whatever before she had Oak. So it's really important. And the hardest part is to be grateful and try and attract what you want before you actually have it. Even if your circumstances are not great, that's the key to it. You gotta just imagine.
I think a lot of people also fight between the difference between like wanting to manifest certain things into life and then ego. Well, you and I have spoken about like.
Yes. Oh,
we actually
girl.
Spoke about this on the way to me picking up the car I have now. And like the car I have now is nothing. It's a Toyota
Prado.
Family soccer mum car. But it is the mum car I wanted.
Yes.
And on the way, I was like, these purchases seem a bit ego driven, but no, to me, having my kids drive in a safe car is really what's important to me. Because you know me, I don't know a thing about cars. I don't care about cars. I don't really care. And when we were talking about it, I was like, but if I didn't have kids, I wouldn't be buying this car.
So true.
I want my kids to be driving around in a nice, safe car. And that's just, that's just what it is. It's not a, it's not a bloody $200,000 car. It's not.
No.
But I just think that a lot of people will go, it's just my ego. My ego wants that. And, yes, some things it is.
There is a part
some
of it.
Things,
yeah.
We're trying to make ourselves feel better temporarily. But I do also think there is nothing wrong with wanting more money or wanting something in your life that money can provide. I just think there's nothing wrong with that. Preach. If you're not doing it illegally.
Yes.
You're helping the economy, really.
Amen. And I think we should probably wrap it up there.
If you are doing it illegally, like, come on the podcast.
Tell us how.
Talk about it.
No. Like, shit. You literally said the same thing. I know. Yeah. Well, that's a 40-minute episode that we thought was going to go for 8 minutes. So we can really rant about the law of attraction and manifestation, hey?
We can. We really can. I thought it was going to be like 15 minutes, that's for sure. But anyway.
Please feel free to give us feedback. This is the first one we're sort of winging without any content, but whatever. Let us know if you loved it or hated it, and then we'll go back. But I'm not editing. Love you guys. We'll see you next week with either Jared Keisha or two other very special guests that we've got lined up for you on Long Distance Love.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm, girl. Love you.
All right, thank you. Love you. Bye.
Bye. Say the follow thing. I'm not going to edit that out.
And if you'd like to keep up with us, follow us on Instagram at Me For Her Pod and like and subscribe on Apple, Spotify. I don't
Apple.
Know one of them.
Wow. Hope you like this uncut episode.
I choose.
Bye. Bye.